Happy day, happy day. Welcome to Fish Fry, everyone. I'm Amelia Dalton, your hostess from EEJournal.com. And in this week's Fish Fry and Electronic Engineering podcast, we're talking about love. That's right. The love of cold storage, the love of analog components, and the love of integrated design environments. Oh, yes. This is EE Lovin' at its finest. All right, let's get started. First up in today's EE Love-a-thon, cold storage and open computing. Now, maybe you don't know about the wonders of cold storage. Or maybe this cold storage business is old hat, but you're a little confused about what open computing has to do with it. Or maybe you have, gosh darn it, no idea what I'm talking about. Well, either way, let's clear things up a bit. My first guest this week is Scott McDonald, VP and General Manager at Rourke Global Solutions. Scott is here to chat with us about the Open Compute Summit and to break down the details of cold storage. Check it out. Welcome, Scott. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Good afternoon, Amelia. Thank you for having me.
So recently you guys participated in the Open Compute Summit in San Jose. Now, I'm not sure I know very much about this event. So, Scott, tell me more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we are very excited to get an opportunity to participate in the Open Compute Summit this year. The Open Compute Summit is really a gathering of the Open Compute community, and it gives everybody an opportunity to get together, everybody from suppliers, the customer community, and the analyst community, and really get an understanding about where we're going from an open architecture perspective and create some excitement around the open compute community, and also provides an opportunity for everybody to understand the vendors' commitment and roadmaps and products and technologies that they're coming out with and get a good understanding of the folks like Rourke Global Solutions and what we're doing and where we're coming from and how we're contributing to the open compute community as we move forward. We feel very fortunate. We've been part of the open compute community for the past 5 years. And this is our second time participating in the summit, and been exciting to watch it grow from 200 or 300 people when it started 5 years ago to a little over 3,500 participants this year. So as you can see, the opportunity to evangelize the story, figure out how we're going to participate in the community, and really drive best practices when we look at open architecture in the data center space.
Now let's talk about cold storage for a little bit. Now most people are focused on storage that is dynamic and changing all the time. They're concerned about how fast they can access it and modify it. But cold storage is just about the polar opposite of that. Is that correct?
That's correct, Amelia. You know, we've seen an evolution in how people are looking at data. If you look at it today, people are creating data all the time. You know, everything from apps and email to what you're seeing on Facebook and Twitter and blogs and et cetera. Take in consideration your pictures. You want to make sure that you have a safe, reliable way, secure way to make sure that all your pictures are shared and stored out there on the network. And the way that most people look at their data, whether it's pictures or some of the other things I referenced, a lot of that data is not accessed very often. As an aggregate, we only really go out and look to access that data on a very infrequent basis. And like your pictures, you want to make sure that they're out there and they're stored, and you can go get them at any given time you want, but you might not go back and reference them that often. So what cold storage does, and the partnership that we've developed with SageCloud, it allows a very quick, easy, inexpensive, and secure way for you to go access your pictures or any other data that you might have a need to put out there in a real-time type of environment. And doing it at price points that are industry-changing and competitive, so folks don't have to worry about their data being out there and how often they use it, and give a real quick vehicle to go access it when they have their requirements.
So tell me more about this RGS cold storage powered by SageCloud. When is it going to be available, and where can my audience go for more information?
The RGS powered by SageCloud solution is in beta test right now, and we are currently have that available in beta starting next week. And we've started delivering that product in beta to several large Tier 1 customers out in the market space. And so far, the reception and the performance that they are seeing is industry-leading and very much aligned to what we put out in the marketplace. As far as where you can get it today, you can go ahead and access it directly through our website at www.rourke.com. That's R-O-R-K-E. And get everything from additional information on the specifications of the product and the performance, and also get the ability to access people real life, to have conversations, and look at getting some beta gear that's available. We'll have the product available for production in April, and based on everything that we've been seeing from the market and we're getting today, we're confident that we're going to be delivering a differentiated product and giving people a new way to store their data and access it in a really quick, efficient manner.
Very cool. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me today and speaking with me, Scott.
Amelia, I appreciate the time, and I look forward to chatting with you again in the future and your audience.
And now, analog components. I love them, and I know you do too, but what about analog components and sensor-based applications? I know. Hold me back. My next guest is Sean Long from Maxim Integrated Products, and we're talking about all this and more. My guest today is Sean Long, Director of Marketing, Industrial Medical Solutions Group at Maxim Integrated. Thank you so much for joining me today, Sean.
Thank you, Amelia.
So first off, for my audience who doesn't know, what does Maxim Integrated Products do? What do you bring to the EE party? You're in the analog business, right?
Correct. Maxim's an analog company, and we really focus on having both high-performance building blocks and really leading the market in high-performance analog integration.
Gotcha. So you guys are moving into the industrial and medical space, right? Tell me more about that.
Correct. We have three divisions in Maxim: Industrial Medical Solutions Group, Communications and Automotive, and also Mobility.
Okay.
I'm in the Industrial Medical Solutions Group, focusing on the major growth areas of control and automation, smart grid, wide applications with large growth areas like that.
Gotcha.
So basically the three areas we talk about are control and automation, or smart factories, including smart sensors, programmable logic controllers, case of energy, medical, a broad range of applications. You might have seen our Fit shirt recently, which is a very innovative solution. And of course, energy, everything for the smart grid, from fully integrated solutions for smart meters through solutions for distribution automation and delivering the power to where it's needed.
Very cool. So I understand you guys have got some cool boards for people who are trying to get their sensor-based applications off the ground quickly.
Correct. We've put together a lot of effort with our design team to bring together subsystem reference designs. So on Maxim's website, we have a reference design center. And within there, you can see a broad number of designs, which is continuing to grow every month, where we show both sensor designs and analog front-end and analog output, all of the solutions needed to help our customers, specifically in the industrial medical end markets.
Very cool. Okay, Sean, so an off-the-cuff question. I know you're from England. What do you miss most about jolly old England? It's not the weather, right?
It's not the weather. Probably the thing I miss most is the soccer, or football. We call it over there. So growing up all those years, playing the game and watching the game, that's probably the thing I still miss the most.
Well, you should come to Portland. We've got a huge soccer following in Portland.
I heard you have, and I think they're doing great in the MLS.
Yes, they are. Well, I think that's all I have time for. Thank you so much for joining me today, Sean. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Amelia.
Now, what's this about loving IDEs? Give me a good integrated design environment and I'm good to go. Yes, for those of you who live your entire engineering lives deep in software land, you know all about IDEs. But what about the rest of us hardware guys and gals? Well, the days of long-suffering hardware engineers toiling away without an integrated design environment may be gone for good. In our most recent episode of Chalk Talk entitled Vivado Design Suite, Integrated Design Environment, I chat with Brian Lay of Xilinx about the who, the what, the where, and the how of Vivado's IDE. This episode is chock full. Get it? Chalk? Because it's Chalk Talk? Okay, anyway. Of integrated design awesomeness. But why take my word for it? You can check out this brand new episode of Chalk Talk by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page. You can also head on over to the on-demand section of EE Journal, or you can just type YouTube in your browser right quick and navigate on over to the EE Journal channel on YouTube. Easy as that. And now it's time for my social media message. If you haven't liked us on Facebook, come on, do it. You know, just for me. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. You can also check out our tweets at EEJournalTFM and join our circle on Google+. Also, we have that YouTube channel I mentioned, which is chocked full of all kinds of techie awesomeness, including those Chalk Talks I spoke of earlier. And by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fry page, you can grab our Fish Fry and RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of February 24th, 2014, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.